That's where I wanted to go a little bit with Case, and you talked about where the team has come from, where he came from,
right,
from where he was at the beginning of the season as a fringe player out of the league almost.
Yep.
And forget about his future here with the Texans. Talk about him as an NFL quarterback. He made a couple of mistakes today, but he bounced right back from
it. I think those mistakes that he made, the one interception was just a poor throw. He was going to the right guy. He just threw it behind. Hopkins might have scored on that play if it was a better throw. He's got to make a better throw there. And then, you know, he got hit there, hit pretty good from behind, and it looked like he fumbled it on a strip sack. But, you know, overall, I thought the guy managed the game well. And as to your question, Jerome, I would tell you that, you know, my belief is that when a guy is intelligent and he's a good leader and he's a hard worker and he's a good teammate, then those guys have a chance. You know, those guys have a chance. And this guy, you know, people always talk about his record as a starter. And I understand quarterbacks are judged by wins and losses. I mean, I get that. But he's 2-0 this year. He's 2-0 this year as a starting quarterback for the Houston Texans. And that says a lot about him and, like I said, the guys around him.
Your running backs, after you lost Arian, you stayed with the run. Talk about that, why you stayed with the run, and about Blue and especially Grimes.
Well, I think that goes back to that other question when I said, you know, these guys this year in this team meeting room, you know, they've done a good job of understanding that this is pro football. And if a guy goes down, you've got to be ready at a moment's notice. You've got to be prepared and focused and ready to go in. And I give Alfred Blue, J.L. Grimes went in there. He ran the Wildcat for us today. I thought he did a nice job. He's been a good special teams player for us all year. Blue's gotten better and better every rep he's gotten. So it was good to see that, and those guys did a good job.
Bill, again, the MVP chance for J.J., and he had 20 sacks for the second time in his career, only player in NFL history to do that. What's it been like? We talk about him every week, but it seems like it's just an incredible year from that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about him every week because you should. I mean, the guy is a fantastic football player. He disrupts the play on every play. I mean, if you sat down and you watched tape of him and really studied the game, the guy really affects every single play of the game. And, you know, to me, you know, I look like I'm 60 years old, but I'm really only 45. And you know, I haven't been around long enough to say, like, is he the best of all time, all those things. But I can tell you that in my time in the league, I've never seen a defensive player like him that affects the play on every play. And then on top of that, I think he's a great teammate. He's a great person in the community. And his work ethic is second to none. And he's a great example for young players.
Kevin, can I get just one really quick?
I used to have a coach like you at the end of staff meetings. Okay, staff meeting's over. No, I got one more thing. No, I'm just kidding. My attempt at humor today.
And then I think Jerome's got one. No, you're fine.
Jerome, you can ask as many as you want to. I'll stay here as long as you want me to.
Moving forward, people are going to ask about the quarterback situation.
Right.
Now that you've been with this team for a year and you've seen Savage, Fitzpatrick, Mallett, Keenum, how do you feel about your quarterback situation going in the future, and how do you look at that thing big picture?
I think that, and this is not, I'm not trying to cop out here, Brian. I'm not. I think what we've got to do is, we've got to sit down as a coaching staff. We've got to sit down with our scouting staff, with Rick Smith, especially myself and Rick, and we've got to decide where we're going. You know, every year is going to be different. You know, every team's different. That's the nature of pro football, whether it's free agency or draft or trades or whatever. And I think we did a good job this year, Rick and I, of coming together being philosophically aligned. And now we have to sit back and we have to review this season. What do we need? Where are we going at every position? And quarterback's definitely included in that. Are we going to draft a quarterback? Are we looking at a quarterback in free agency? Does a quarterback here that we have here on our roster now, is he the quarterback? You know, so these are all discussions that we haven't even had yet because we've been concentrating on trying to win games. But, you know, I think you'll see soon enough what our plan is there.
The television broadcast said that it was from your directive that the scores from around the league were not displayed in the stadium today.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, and why?
Well, I asked. I wouldn't say my directive. I'm like, I think it goes Bob McNair, Cal McNair, and then I would say it's Rick Smith and I, and so nothing is from my directive. I just asked. I said that, hey, if it's possible, when our guys are out on the sideline, if we could not post those scores so we're totally focused on beating the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I thought that was the most important thing. I wanted to be focused on that game, on that play, and not be scoreboard watching. And, you know, whether you agree with me or not, that was just my idea, and I was glad that they did that.